Trump telling Zelensky he does not hold the cards. The meeting ending early, President Trump issuing a statement saying he believes Zelensky is not ready for peace if America is involved. This is ABC News. A Mexican drug cartel kingpin facing a Brooklyn judge today, charged with drug trafficking charges and other decades-old crime, gained him notoriety among DEA agents decades earlier. ABC's Lindsay Tuckman is outside the courthouse.
Rafael Caro Quintero arrived in New York last night after being extradited by Mexico. The 72-year-old, also known as RCQ, was convicted for the 1985 torture and murder of U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration agent Enrique Kiki Camarena.
They say diamonds are forever, but one dealer in New York City's Diamond District will do time for attempting to pass off fake lab stones for the real ones. Menash Sezenayev, who operated Rachel's Diamonds, pleaded guilty to defrauding two diamond merchants by covertly swapping their diamonds for those lab-grown stones. The fakes were cut to resemble real diamonds offered for sale, but valued far less. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The news this hour from WRCO is sponsored by Right Way Shell, featuring Straka Meats, Meister Cheeses, Car Valley Cheeses, all at one place, all done the right way. Right Way Shell, Spring Green.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. We have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
A high of 52 degrees today. Southwest and northwesterly winds 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts up to 45 miles per hour. This afternoon, a wind advisory will be in effect until 6 this evening. Tonight, cool, lows down to 15 with a sprinkle or flurry possible. Mostly sunny and chilly Saturday, a high of 28, 11 for a low Saturday night, and Sunday, a high of 38 with sunshine.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
100.9 WRCO. WRCO Radio is proud to bring you State Wrestling 2025 action. This year's wrestling tournament coverage is sponsored by Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction, House on the Rock Attraction and Resort, Cardinal Glass CG, Meister Log Company, Muscadet Mini Mart, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Ash Creek Plumbing and Heating, Classic Auto Body Ring Brothers, Sunshine and Giggles, Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Chicken Ridge Farms, Riverdale Ag Supply, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Larson Paint and Collision, Brouhaha Roasters, All American Do It Center, Osborne Stump Removal, Lime Ridge Ag Supply, Dairyland Transportation, Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Jones Chevrolet, Walsh's Ace, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, and Nelson Agri Center.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the 82nd annual WIAA State Individual Wrestling Tournament. It's the fourth annual tournament for the girls as we get set for live coverage of session number two here this afternoon at the Kohl Center in Madison, along with David Wermond. I'm Bill Twining this morning. And until a few minutes ago, we had action in the Division I realm of the boys and in the girls tournament. Two rounds of action complete in the consolation bracket for each of those tournaments, and we're now set for Divisions 2 and 3 for the boys. This afternoon, just one round of action there. Reason for the discrepancy is because in Division 1 and in the girls' tournament, right now at least, there are 16 wrestlers in each weight class. In Divisions 2 and 3, there are only 12 wrestlers in each weight class. Did I get that correct, David?
You are correct.
All right. So just one round of Divisions 2 and 3 this afternoon, and we have a number of wrestlers from our immediate area that we will be following. Chief among them is senior Ethan Hady of the Richland Center Hornets, the only Richland Center boy wrestler here in the tournament. The Hornets are looking for their first win here at State. David Werman.
Yeah, it's been a tough road for Ethan, but hopefully he can bounce back here and pick up a win and make his way towards a placement match.
We have a couple of North Crawford Seneca wrestlers involved in this round. Senior Darren Grimslet shortly at 113 pounds and junior Sawyer Swigum at 215. Ithaca Weston has both of its wrestlers in this session. We heard co-head coach Troy Clary earlier this morning talk about the prospects for seniors Nolan Waldner at 165 pounds and Caden Coleman at 190. There's a smattering of wrestlers from some of the area schools, such as Mineral Point and Iowa Grand Highland and Fenimore. We'll do our best to keep track of all those. And one wrestler remains for Cashman. One wrestler remains for Royal Wanewa Center. We'll try not to miss anybody in this round. Also, we get the opportunity, we'll recap what happened this morning in the boys Division One and in the girls tournament. As right now, in those two events, everybody that makes it through this session today will have one more match to win tomorrow morning before they get into a placement match for either fifth or third. Those matches will be wrestled tomorrow afternoon. The same can be said of the winners of these matches this afternoon in Divisions 2 and 3. All they have to do is win one match today and one more tomorrow morning, and they will be a place winner here at the state tournament. Who are we going to be looking at here, David, as they're getting ready to wrestle on the floor of the Kohl Center?
Well, we certainly want to keep our eye out for Darren Grimslet, and he'll be on deck on mat 7. But right off the bat, our first one that we'll probably watch here as local interest is Carson Bassett. I forgot his first name. Carson Bassett from Fenimore. He's facing Levi Schwartz, a freshman. So two freshmen. Schwartz is from Winnebago Lutheran Academy. They're across the way over there on mat 2.
And on mat number 6, sophomore Will Cradiville of Lancaster, William Cradiville, goes up against Colton Hoff of Stratford, the fourth seed in this tournament, that lost last night in the quarterfinals to Memphis Burkhalter of Mineral Point. So we'll see what happens there. But go ahead and keep an eye on Carson Bassett, see how the young man from Fenimore fares.
All right. Well, right now it's still 0-0 as Bassett's down in on a low single, comes up to his feet. He gets Schwartz down to the mat, and no takedown awarded yet. Now he's deep through the legs with the third-point takedown. First lead in the match goes to Bassett of Fenimore, freshman with a record of 24-11. Schwartz also a freshman with a record of 34-8. Bassett's got a tilt on. He's adding up some near fall here. And again, these are still consolation matches, so these are 1-2-2. So that's the end of the first period with a 6-0 lead for Bassett.
And the first period ends in the William Fredeville match. He is scoreless in a matchup with Stratford's Colton Hawks.
Bassett will be in control. He'll start on top for the second period. 2 minutes on the clock. Off the whistle. He has to do a roll and a turn, and he's going to get some more near flow here. It's a good tight waist with an arm bar. Gets the momentum rolling through. Adds up some near fall. So early in the second period, it's a 10-0 lead. Now he's doing the same tight waist with an arm bar roll, adding up more near fall. Really tough with that turn there. Four more added on, 14-0. Working his way for a check fall here. Up 14-0 with 1:15 to go in the second period. Now he's reaching over top, trying to lock up a cradle here, it looks like. He steps over on the same side. He's got the cradle. Now he's trying to pull it back. Going to go over top of his himself across his back. Close the shoulder. He only got a one count there. But that was enough. That was enough for two near falls. So it'll be 16-0. Meanwhile, Cradiville is over on mat 6. His match leads him down 4-0. They are under a minute to go in the second period.
The win for Carson Bassett puts him within one win of the fifth place match. He'll need to win one more tomorrow morning in order to get in that placement match. Fenimore does have two wrestlers that will be in the semifinals tonight, Tyler Zansavage and Tristan Stelt, the defending state champion. And two other wrestlers involved in this round this afternoon, Nathan Blaschke and Dalton Wolf, a pair of seniors.
Bradenville still down by four as they're nearing the end of the second period. Bradenville for Lancaster. Now he's looking to get some points there. He's got a headlock, but he's going to run out of the clock. Unfortunately, he didn't have enough time on the clock to score any points off that, but boy, he had. He'd had darn near a pin there.
Keeping our eyes open for the appearance of Jared Grimswood of North Crawford Seneca. He'll have a familiar opponent, Clayton Geyer of Westby, a battle of seniors, the on-deck circle on mat number seven.
Those two wrestled, I believe, last week in the finals, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Well, there's a throw for Tidaville. He's got his opponent up on his back, off the edge of the mat, but Tidaville is still inbound. So he should take the lead here. Got a good tight lock on the head there. There's the pin. Way to come back for William Tidaville of Lancaster. He gets a pin. And I can't read the clock that way, Bill.
3:39 is up on the board.
Congratulations to him coming back to
him. Well, a couple of wins for the two boys from our immediate area. Gets us off to a good start here this afternoon. Carson Bassett of Fenimore, William Pratteville of Lancaster picking up wins. Lancaster with two more wrestlers to go in this round as well, Nolan Henko and Nolan Wolf. We'll take a break. Be back in a moment with Jaron Grimswood of North Crawford Seneca as our coverage continues from Madison. This is State Tournament Friday on WRCO Sports.
Water is essential to life. And at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, that belief drives their commitment to the community with over 50 years of experience. They provide professional, reliable water system services for residential, agricultural, and commercial needs. Whether it's installation or repairs, their team is available 24/7, 365 days a year, ensuring your water system is always in top shape. For trusted service in Richland Center and the surrounding areas, call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions at 608-649-4488.
Located in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, Surplus Online Auction stands as a beacon of auction excellence. Family-owned and operated with roots dating back to 1975, Richard and Matthew Lust have built a legacy of connecting buyers and sellers through professional online auction services. Serving Wisconsin and the Midwest communities throughout, Wisconsin Surplus turns your unused equipment into cash. Their online auctions make it easy to buy and sell surplus assets from anywhere. Proudly based in Wisconsin, they're dedicated to sustainable auction solutions that help everyone. Join the thousands who have trusted Wisconsin Surplus. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com and discover the power of online auctions.
What do you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now, the kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. You're not alone in those thoughts. In fact, we may even agree with you on some of your thoughts regarding insurance. When I hear insurance, I think promise. A policy at State Farm equates to a promise. A promise to make you whole again. A promise to have a local agent by your side paired with a company that has the financial strength to back up that promise. Visit us at juliecairns.com, give us a call, or stop by the office in downtown Richland Center.
Looking for a rewarding career with a global leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Cardinal CG is hiring. They have openings for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on day one. Stop by in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for interviews and facility tours at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. Join Cardinal CG today and be a part of the future of glass innovation.
The Kohl Center right now featuring consolation round matches, divisions 2 and 3, and Royal One Ewok Center's only wrestler here at the tournament is Brendan Rick. And, David, he got off to a rough start in the first period and found himself trailing 7-0 to Colton Weiler of Auburndale. And now he has given up. Reversal and near fall? It's now 11-0
at the end. And a takedown.
Okay. Escape and a takedown. So now Weiler leads Rick 11-0 in the third period.
Yeah, it's a tough one there for Rick, the senior. It's up against a pretty good freshman, 46-12. There's another takedown for Weiler, and he's looking for some near fall there, if not a pin. It's like Grimsland and Geyer will be coming up shortly here. That match is down to the final second. And it is an 18-0 check ball for Carson Weiler of Auburndale over Brendan Rick of Royal.
Tough end of the season for Royal One Ewok Center. They had 7 wrestlers at the sectional last weekend in Westby, only able to get Brendan Rick here, and he was unable to post a victory. So the season ends for Royal One Ewok Center. Rick was 2 wins shy of the placement match here at the state tournament.
Looks like Matt Seven's going to open up here for Darren Grimswood, West Crawford Seneca, and Clayton Geyer of Westby. Other matches out there. T.E.T. receives throughout the year. Kearney, he's winning right now 3-1. About anybody that's real close to home. But meanwhile, Crimson is on the mat in action here. First, the attempt is from Geyer. He's down on a double leg, but Crimson's hanging on to those ankles.
Well, I do see that assistant coach Adam Hady of North Crawford is not in the coach's chair. So that seems to indicate he's going to be on hand for his son Ethan's match. Ethan's on deck. And we'll watch for that match. Ethan Hady, the senior from Richland Center.
All right. Geyer got the first takedown, go up 3-0. And then Kremlin's able to get the escape, go to 3-1. And now he comes around. He gets a nice takedown to take the lead 4-3. And we're down to 13 seconds still in the first period. So a one-point lead for Simplet. Next out to Seneca as we go off. So I'll have to restart it 5 seconds on the mat, on the clock. Haiti is on deck on mat 3. I don't know if you've seen that one, Bill.
Yes. Right in front of us.
Meanwhile, we have blood time here on Grimswood Geyer match. Sam Carey will be on deck on mat 8. We're working on some cleanup here. Looks like they're about ready to get back to the action as Geyer makes his way out to the center.
Richland Center had one of the wrestlers in the girls' tournament this year as well, junior Madeline Muller. She lost her opening round match yesterday against the top seed, defending state champion Maddie Peach of Milton. And then this afternoon, or late this morning, Madeline lost in consolation, so her tournament has come to a close. So Richland Center, as mentioned, still looking for that first win on the mat. Hopefully we're just a few minutes away from seeing that as Ethan Hady gets set for his bout on mat number 3.
Still working on cleaning up the mat there for Geyer and Grimswood. Meanwhile, Kearney from TET takes the 7-1 lead against Wiley Shug of Wiley. All right, now it looks like we're ready to go. Geyer is down here. We've got 5 seconds to rest in the first period. And Crimson got that takedown just before the blood time. So there's the 5 seconds runoff. Bryce is going to be Geyer's. He's going to go neutral. Geyer's going to go neutral, down by 1. Crimson up by 1. And Geyer is down in on a Low single comes up to his feet. Winslow's trying to work the wizard hold in there. Feel those hands. Put that foot down on the mat. Still trying to work those hands through. Oh, he's in underneath there, but he's going to give up the takedown. It'll be three more for Geyer. He's going to take a lead 6-4 now at 120 to go in the second period. Geyer's working the right side, got a leg hook, trying to lift the other ankle. Crimson's doing a good job maintaining his base there, and we're going to have warning against Geyer now. Warning for stalling. Crimson hustles back to the center there as he gets set in referee position. Michael Geyer covers the left side. Crimson's trying to sit out switch. He does reach through. He's got both legs. He's going to get the reversal. Nice quick trigger off the whistle. Tied up 6-6. Good hard return to the mat there. Now he goes to his arm bar. And as Geyer is able to come to his feet, since he's still in control, he's got to get that guy to the mat. And then we're going to get 1 point for an escape for Geyer. He's able to turn and face him as they go off the mat. Seconds in the second period. It is a 1 point lead for Geyer. Down to 15 seconds. Working the edge of the mat. Gremlin's trying to get some points here. He's able to turn and get the takedown. 9-7 now in favor of Grimwood. There's the end of the second period, a 9-7 lead for Darren Grimwood, the senior from North Austin Seneca. Open 80 is going to be coming up here as this match should open up. We've got some blood time on Darren's match.
On that for 2-3 and Grimwood.
9-7 lead for Crimson. Geyer's just got 25 matches on the ceiling. I'm guessing he has some injuries throughout the game. Well, Ethan Hades ready to go. All right. I'll keep an eye on the Grimsley Geyer match. If you want to talk about the winningest wrestler in Richland Center program history, Ethan Hady went over the 150 win mark earlier this month, and he would love to add a couple more to his total before he's finished here in a Hornet singlet. Definitely. He's pretty aggressive here to start the match here. We're just a few 10 seconds into it. He had one attempt at a takedown already, and now his opponent, Cotterwick, he's in on a low single. And Ethan's got him stretched out, trying to keep that head buried. He's got to keep that flattened out, trying to do a cross face, trying to turn his corner to his right side. And we're going to have a stalemate. It's all back on her feet, 26 seconds. Good motion, both wrestlers, good activity, low shot there for Ethan. Down low on a single, nice job to finish. Pop that head out, which he does, but Hadowitz has got his ankle, but Ethan works through it and gets that takedown, takes the 3-0 lead in the closing seconds of this first period. At the end of one, it is a 3-0 lead for Ethan Hady, the senior from Richland Center.
And at the edge of the mat, Jaron Grimswood of North Crawford Seneca scores the ball over Westby's Clayton Geyer. 4:18, the pin time for Grimswood. His tournament will continue. Nice work for him. Clayton Geyer's high school career comes to a close. He is a senior for Westby. And now all North Crawford Seneca eyes will be on Ethan Hady of Richland Center. as, of course, the Haiti connection for North Crawford goes way back, decades.
Meanwhile, we're 30 seconds into the second period. The Schultz right in off the way. Russell started on their feet. Ethan's had a couple attempts here. He's really making Hodowitz work the edge of the mat, and that's the warning against Ethan. So warning on Green, surprisingly. Hodowitz did not circle into the mat at all. Right in front of the rim center coaching staff side of the corner. There's a nice low single. Now you got to finish it here, Ethan. Keep the foot on the mat. It's in a wizard position there. Hodowitz has got the wizard. Ethan's got the leg, but he just can't limp arm out. He could limp arm his left arm out. He loses the mat. His foot slides off. Still 3-0. Warning against Ethan.
Rick Sutter coaches Silas Coleman and assistant Wyatt Seep.
Never heard of him.
Looking around.
More of the attempt from Dane Hodowitz. He's down in on a low single, down on the ankle. Ethan drapes over the top, trying to work through those legs. Knee in the back of the head, trying to break that lock. There he reaches up and grabs those hands. To break that lock, he's going to get a takedown, and he does.
Nice.
Nice job with 18 seconds to go in the period. He adds three more to his total, up 6-0. 120-pound Division II consolation matches here. Nice ride out there. We're at blood time. Blood time is 1 second. Going the second period with Ethan leading 6-0.
Who had mentioned Coda Purney of Dale Edgecrempolo Melrose Majora. He won his match. And so his tournament continues in the consolation bracket at 113 pounds.
Meanwhile, I see Parker Melzna from Sashton out there. He's on match 5. As he's a 0-0 match.
Nice job, David.
Just giving up a takedown, though, to be down 3-0.
He's wrestling Colin Pernoyer of Stratford.
Meanwhile, they're still working on the blood time on Ethan's mat. We'll come right back to that as soon as they're ready, but Milsner sees himself down 6-1 at the end of the first period. Other than that, Liam Sherry, the freshman, he's on mat 8. He's leading big, 9-0. Looking like he's going to add some more points here. All right, looks like Ethan is ready to go to wrestle 1 second in the period. And they finished that period with a lead 6-0. Ethan's going to go down to start this third period. A 6-point lead here. He's got to be smart. Works his way to his feet. Now he's looking for hand control. Breaks loose. Gets the one. Up 7-1. 7-0. Excuse me. 7-0. Ethan's doing a nice job working the head. Takes a shot, maybe a little too far away. Now he's backed out of the front headlock by Hodowitz, who's got the front headlock on Ethan. Ethan trying to work to his feet, working near the edge of the mat, dives back down in on the leg. Keeping that leg on. Nice job. Ethan is really making it wrestle the edge of the mat. And they go out of bounds and work their way back to the center circle. Meanwhile, Liam carries up big, 12-0. Parker Mills went down by 7, 8-1. Here's the attempt from Hodowitz, senior from Shawnee Community School.
Where Jim Albaugh coached for a long time.
Okay.
Hall of Fame coach.
And we got a stalemate as Ethan is trying to come around the corner to score, but Hodowitz had the leg and no activity, so he called the stalemate. They're back on their feet. Under a minute to go in the match. 7-point lead here still for Ethan. I'm really surprised he's not calling Potowicz for stalling. Way off the edge of the mat. Doesn't even attempt to come back to the center circle. Or the center. There is no circle in the center. Liam Carey just polished off a major decision, picking up the win. Actually, it was a tech fall. Liam Carey, freshman from Mineral Point, scoring the win over Prowse. Ethan Hades down to 12 seconds. He still holds a 7-point lead.
Now up at that 7 from Stratford.
There's a shot from Potowicz. And Ethan's just hanging on to the feet and ankles there. He's going to hold on for a victory. So nice win for Ethan Hades there of Richard Sunder. He's going to move on with a 7-0 victory.
Congratulations to Ethan. State place winner the last 2 years was in the state finals 1 year ago. And his next match will be against either Briar Caves of Lodi or Dalton Fletcher of Wittenberg, Burnhamwood.
It is Caves, as I see. He won his match 6-0.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Of course, those two have met before. They came out of the same sectional last weekend at Wisconsin Dells. You had mentioned Cashton's Parker Milsna.
Yep.
We'll pick up on that one before we take our next break. Parker is senior for the Cashton Eagles and trailing 8-2 right now in the third period of his match at 126 pounds in Division III, wrestling Colin Ternoyer of Stratford.
He's in a tough spot here, down by 6. It's under the 2 minutes here. We're into the third period. Tries to Granby roll out. We got a fight staff is back here, which he does. He's really got some good activity out there. He's just not able to score points here. As Penoyer is just riding in tough. Now Parker was able to come out and get the reversal. Gets him 8-4, within 4 here. Going to see if he can turn him here. He's right at a minute to go, down by 4. Brett Shirley from Dodgeville, the sophomore. He's leading his match on mat 4, 4-0, I see. We have a stalemate on Parker's match. He's going to go neutral. He's going to give the one escape to Penoyer. Down by 5 now. Under a minute to go. Penoyer comes in for a fireman's carry. Parker's going to have to give up on that. Now he's giving up near fall. Penoyer's in pretty good shape here from Stratford, the junior. Going to make it a 12-4 lead now under 30 seconds. Down by 8 is Mosna. That's Burley from Dodgeville. He's up 4-0. 16-4 now for Colin Kanoyer over Parker Milsna. We got 22 seconds to go in the match. Now we're under 15 seconds. Milsna's struggling to just keep his base as Kanoyer slips in that half Nelson with an armbar, adding more near fall. It should make it a check ball. Check ball is going to make it 20-4 in favor of Penoyer of Stratford.
So first round losses here for, or first round today losses for three wrestlers coming out of that Westby sectional. Clayton Geyer of Westby, Brendan Rick of Royal Waniwa Center, and now Parker Milsna of Cashton. Hopefully the tide will turn. We will take a break, come back, and let you know how Rhett Spurley is faring. And coming up,
Elliot Tite of Mineral Point, his teammate Sammy Springer, and another Dodgeville wrestler, Nathan Johnson, as their coverage continues here at the state tournament. This is State Tournament Friday on WRCO Sports.
Is your future chieftain ready for school? Riverdale Schools will be hosting 4K screening on Tuesday, March 4th. This is for children who will be 4 years old by September 1st, 5-year-olds who didn't attend 4K this year, and 3-year-olds who may have developmental concerns like speech, motor skills, or social development. Give your child a great start. Call Sarah at 608-739-3101 or email sarah.williamson@riverdale.k12.wi.us to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Schools, where learning begins.
Dealing with ice and snow? Get ready for spring with Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. They're here to equip you with top-notch New Holland tractors and equipment from compact to high horsepower, hay, forage, and even skid steer loaders. Right now, enjoy special cash back and financing offers. But hurry, these deals end March 31st, 2025. Visit Simpson's Tractor today and be equipped for tomorrow. Simpson's Tractor and New Holland, your partners for a new world.
Does J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center do more than just gifts? You bet. We do full custom laser engraving on most metal items, custom engraving on knives, ID marking your tools, custom motorcycle parts, belt buckles, metal water bottles, wedding servers, dog tags, turn bracelets, or anything you can think of. Whether it's a gift or you need something for your business or something for yourself, J.J. Walsh Jewelers can help you design and permanently personalize your metal items. J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, your diamond jeweler.
Your farm is more than land. It's a legacy. But do you have a plan for its future? Join Compeer Financial's AgriMindset Transition Planning Webinar on March 12th at 1 p.m. Estate planning attorney Brooke Didier Starks will share practical steps to get started and tackle the tough questions with Dr. Megan Roberts, Compeer Ag Economist, guiding the conversation. Take the next step. Register now for the March 12th webinar at compeer.com/webinar.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit outdoorstewards.org.
Well, while we were away, a couple of wrestlers we promised finished their matches. One win, one loss. We can tell you that Rhett Spurley of Dodgeville was a winner. Did you get the final on that one, David?
I did not.
He won his match on mat number 4, and Elliot Tite of Mineral Point was defeated, victim of a pin from Clayton Stengem of Cambridge. So Elliot Tite's tournament is over, but he'll get a chance to wrestle next weekend, David, at the state team tournament. Congratulations to Mineral Point. Tite's teammate Sammy Springer is out there now. I think he's over there on mat number 8, is he not?
He is. Yes, he is.
Maybe we can pick up on that one, and I'll keep my eyes open for Mason Hurd of Prairie du Chien, Bryce Buxton of Cuba City, Benton, Southwestern.
All right, so this is Division 3, 138-pound. Sammy Springer, a freshman from Mineral Point. And Marshall Hankey, a senior from Lamira, currently 0-0, and we're just starting the second period. Springer is in the down position, as Hankey is riding the left side. Now Springer is trying to get a roll here. Tip down on the mat, going to get back up. It works back up. Regroup. Fight that power half on top there. Hankey's just drilling that head down into the mat. And a tough time trying to clear his hips to score, and he reverses his kick there. Hankey is really draped over the top. Got a leg right now. Got a hook on the leg. Sammy trying to work back to his base, which he does. Hankey drills that power half again. He's got a leg hook in power half. trying to turn for a near fall. There he comes with a near fall count from the official. And it's going to be our first points on the board here in this match. Sammy Sprinter is the number 12 seeded wrestler, and Marshall Hanke, the senior, is the number 3 seeded wrestler. And he does get an escape, down by 3 now, under 35 seconds to go in this period.
Firehouse
back to the center there, trying to set up an angle here. Four takes down. There's a deep shot on a double leg switch, a single leg, head inside. The tank is down on his backside. Now he's got to finish this. He's got to keep advancing. He's got to step over the leg. Starting to get stretched out here a little bit. And Hanky was able to stand right up and comes right over the top of him. Takes Springer right to his back and the pin. Self lost there. Now it's right at the whistle here. Because there's zeros on the board and Curtis wants to have a talk. So we'll make sure here whether it's a pin or not. The officials have those buzzers on their wrists. Most of them, it looks like they have them on their wrist and underneath an armband. And when the time goes out, it's supposed to buzz. So it looks like Sammy's going to get a second chance here. They're going to not call it a pin. That's the feeling I got from seeing Curtis down there. He's clapping his hands.
Meanwhile, I can tell you that. Oh. Okay, they are going to continue. I thought he was reaching to raise a hand for the winner, but he was just giving instructions.
Yep.
Mason Hurd of Prairie du Chien advances with a technical fall win, Division II at 138. Nathan Johnson of Dodgeville right now on mat number one, scoreless in his second period match against Logan Meyer of Osceola.
It wasn't a pin, but there was a four-point near fall then, so it makes it 11-1. 15 seconds into the period here as Springer's team ends up in the top position. And Hanky comes to his feet and Springer's just doing everything he can to hold on. Now they're off the edge of the mat, still inbounds though. Springer is still in control. Now Hanky's able to kick out, gets the escape. Now 12-1. 120 to go in the period. There's a little drag there. Takes Springer right to the mat. 3-point takedown. In control is Marshall Hanke from Lamira with a 15-1 lead here, just over a minute to go in the third period. He releases Springer to get the escape, 15-2. One more takedown is what I'm sure he's looking for to get it to a set ball. Freshman from the points had a good season here, 28-18. Nothing to be ashamed of. Hanging on here, trying to score something, but Hanky's in on a deep double leg. Got Springer up, taking him right to the mat. Can score that 3-point. Takes down for a tech ball, a final of 18-2. Well, we got out here.
Nathan Johnson's on mat number one. His match is still scoreless, and the third period just underway with his opponent Logan Meyer of Osceola in the down position. And Nathan Johnson's going to try to solve this and come out and put some points on the board. I'll give you a break if you want. I'll keep looking at Nathan Johnson of Dodgeville. This is his second year in a row at the state tournament. The Dodgers have two men in the semifinals tonight, Hawken Peterson and Shane Rashan. Both were state champs a year ago. In fact, Peterson has done it twice, looking for his third, and he's still unbeaten on his high school career. On mat number one, standing to his feet is Logan Meyer of Osceola, trying to break free from Nathan Johnson. Johnson surrenders the escape and quickly responds with a 3-point takedown and gets his first point of the match. A minute 10 on the clock. 3-1. Johnson of Dodgeville leading here in this third period. Nathan was defeated last night by Ethan Immel of Kewaskum. It was a major decision. Immel with the win. He is the top seed and is in the semifinals tonight. Johnson coming his way back through the consolation bracket, hoping to get that fifth-place medal here at the state tournament. Under a minute, 40 seconds to go. Standing to his feet is Logan Meyer of Osceola. Osceola with seven wrestlers here at state this year. That's the most that team has had for a long time. Johnson tries to control him, picks him up off the mat, brings him down gently, maintains control. We're under 30 seconds now. Nathan Johnson of Dodgeville, a junior, wrestling for Coach Ryan Lord and company. Rod Muller down there as well, keeping an eye on things as Johnson hangs on to Logan Meyer, stands to his feet, 13 seconds left. Now a warning for stalling against Johnson, gives up the escape. It's a 3-2 match, under 10 seconds. Logan Meyer shooting, blocking is Nathan Johnson, and Johnson of Dodgeville will emerge the victor, 3-2. The winner in his tournament continues. His next opponent will be Mason Hurd of Prairie du Chien.
Well, the closest we got coming up that I can see right now would be on deck would be Henderman of Iron Island on mat 7.
Did we miss Buxton of Cuba City, Benton Southwestern? At 138 pounds.
He evidently did.
And then Harkus of Belmont Platteville is on deck on mat 3. We'll see if we can find that Buxton score.
Buxton is defeated by 10 in 46 seconds.
That's why we missed it.
Yeah.
It's been a tough tournament for Cuba City Benton Southwestern. Still looking for the first win. And will it come from Landon Bush? We shall see. Be a good time for us to take a break. Ahead, we can look forward to Jacob Dannenberg of Mineral Point, Brock Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland, Bryce Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien, and the Ithaca Weston connection, Nolan Waldner and Caden Coleman in the on-deck circle. Plus, they're waiting for their matches here at the Kohl Center in Madison as we look for local wrestlers to keep an eye on. Coverage continues after this break. This is State Tournament Friday on WRCO Sports.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously. I'm Nick Hodge. We have helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one. Our promise to you is to provide service that allows you to be able to say goodbye while finding comfort and healing along the way. And we're available to answer your questions at any time at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Hello, this is Kevin Kepler, and I am running for a third term on the Richland Electric Cooperative Board of Directors. I have used my farming experience of working with co-ops and serving on several boards to help me be a confident and valued member of the Richland Electric Board. I've taken advantage of educational classes provided through Wisconsin Electric Cooperative Association to further my understanding of the electric industry so I can provide good leadership here at Richland Electric. My goal is to always provide safe, reliable, and as cost-effective as possible, electricity and services to the members and communities I represent. I would appreciate your support, and don't forget to vote. Thank you.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be. On the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Welcome back to the Kohl Center in Madison. This is session number two. Tonight, the semifinals begin at 7 o'clock, all three boys' divisions, and also for the girls, two mats devoted to each. And then tomorrow's consolation bracket, followed by the matches for third and fifth. That session begins at 10 tomorrow morning. We are joined again by Pat Mahoney. We've been kind of holding our breath waiting for you, man.
Well, it's very windy out. It took double the effort to get here.
We're moving right through this round up to about 144 pounds, I think. We have a couple of scores to result to mention for Cuba City Benton Southwestern. They lost a couple of wrestlers. Both fell by the wayside in this particular round. We had mentioned Bryce Buxton, but also prior to that, Evan Curtis was defeated in the consolation round. So Cuba City Benton Southwestern came here with three wrestlers, and they have yet to taste victory, their last chance, as both Curtis and Buxton have been eliminated from the tournament. Last chance will be coming up from Landon Bush at 165 pounds. He has a date with Carter Reese of Bigfoot Williams Bay. Reese came in here as the third seed, so the task will not be easy for Landon Bush. But we've got a route for that co-op. Cuba City Benton Southwestern. Anything stand out to you, Pat Mahoney, in the tournament so far?
No, there's just a lot of stuff going on. A very tight schedule. They've done a great job of incorporating the girls' tournament. I was just talking with someone, the girls are growing so fast that you might need your own date. You might need your own times to do it because it just gets too big, which is a phenomenal problem to have, I guess you put it that way. So, no, just running smoothly and a lot of wrestling going on.
Oh, as long as you're here, why don't we put you to work? Brock Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland, which mat is he on? Number seven. He's wrestling Magnum Mogul. Or Mogul, I guess you would say.
Mogul, yeah.
A freshman from Clear Lake. And right now, Hinderman in the lead. We'll see how it goes. Take it away, Pat.
Yeah, we just had what looked like a reversal, I think. So it should be 5-2. Brock Hinderman is winning. On my screen, it says 5-0, but I think there was a reversal. So I think it's 5-2.
Yep. It's on the board down there
on
already.
The board, yep. So they're in the second period, about 35 seconds to go. Hinderman on the bottom. Magnum is from Clear Lake, freshman, 37-16. Brock, of course, sophomore from Iowa Grant Highland. Out of bounds, going to start back at the center. Brock is down. Brock, easy name to remember. My son is named Brock also.
You didn't name him Magnus?
No, we didn't do Magnum. No.
There's Brock, Magnus in the tournament, too.
I'm sure, yeah. Brock means badger, actually, so that's kind of a cool little information for you, a trivia question. So Brock is Hinderman, he's on the bottom still. They're near the edge of the mat again. And about 5 seconds to go here in the second period. Brock winning 5-2 yet. I really like this rule. It's where you keep wrestling off the mat. I mentioned that last night, but you look at the old days when you had a guy's shoulders just out of bounds, and they kept doing waving it, whatever. And so, third period, we start on our feet. So neutral, Brock has an underhook with his left hand, looking for some attack moves here, trying to get to the leg. Really great defense there, lowering his level. So he's got an underhook with the left hand again, left arm. Trying to get some head position, driving out of bounds, and they go out of bounds looking for a reverse head steal. James Rogers' favorite. We talked about that last night. Reverse head steal. Back to center, third period. Goes for a single leg, got it. Good defense there by Magnum. So Magnum goes in for a shot. He's looking for a fireman's carry, it looks like. in, and very good defense by Brock. He's trying to turn the corner now, grabs an ankle, looking for a takedown on his own here. Still trying. Magnus still has the leg. Brock in a great position here. He's got the leg hooked and gets the three. He gets the three. He should, what we call a snowplow cradle. He should throw a snowplow cradle in there, but he didn't. And hit the cross face, got a leg up. So now the score is 8-2 in favor of Brock, sophomore from Iowa Grant Highland. Jacob Vandenberg is wrestling on mat 8 from Mineral Point also. I don't know.
Yep, David will pick up on that one.
Wait a minute. You know why I knew that? I knew that because I could hear Fiedler from up there. That's why I knew that. Screaming at the referee. My goodness. Anyway, we'll continue with Brock. Brock's still winning 8-2. Got about 25 seconds left here in the third period. He's on top riding, doing a good job controlling. Magnum looking for a Peterson roll, but nothing. So up to their feet. Brock drives him out of bounds. And they'll start again in the center. They have 13 seconds left. So
Brock Tinderman, the only wrestler from Iowa Grand Highland that did not win last night. All five of them were in the quarterfinals, and four of them made it through to the semis. Hinderman, tough loss, but he's bouncing back nicely here.
Yeah, controlling the match, 5 seconds left, up 8-3. You're looking for a tilt there. You're looking for more points. I like that a lot. I like just keeping the foot on the gas and trying to score more points, and he does. He gets a three count, so his score goes to 11-2 and not just riding it out. So good job by Brock for the win and moving on.
He is now one match away from placing here at state for the second year in a row. Thank you, Pat. I want to tell you also that Oliver Harkus, nice freshman from Belmont Platteville, is wrestling a friend from Whitewater, that Connor friend. And friend is not being very friendly. He's leading Harkus 4-0, closing 10 seconds of that match. David, what's happening with Jacob Vandenberg?
Well, right now he's in the lead 4-0. Looking like he's going to get some more there with some near fall, 7-0 now. There's 1 minute to go in the second period. As he's leading Logan Harley, a junior from Omro. Now he's got that ball and chain there, plus a point for stalling against the bottom wrestler. Make it 8-0. Really putting the pressure on there, working on bars. Dig out that arm. Back to the ball and chain. Through the leg, up the arm. Going to give another point for stalling against the bottom guy. Going to make it 9-0. And we are about 15 seconds to go in the second period. As Jacob Vandenberg is in control of this match here. He's got an arm bar. Pop that shoulder, he's going to step over. Getting near fall as he's got the junior from Omro on his back, but the time runs out. Going to get some near fall there. Looks like three, so it's going to go 12-0 at the end of the second period. Vandenberg starts in the bottom position. Does a nice roll, takes that arm and gets the roll with the reversal. 14 and near fall, so this just check fall it if he doesn't pin him. And he doesn't. That will make it a check fall of 17 or 18. I'm not sure what he gave him there. 18, 4-point near fall. 18-0 for Jacob Vandenberg.
Congratulations to Jacob. Ithaca Weston has made an appearance on the board. They'll be on the mat shortly on mat number 7, where Nolan Waldner is on deck against Emmett Collins of Mineral Point. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll pick up on that match as our coverage from Madison continues. This is State Tournament Friday on WRCO Sports.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Hello, this is Kevin Kepler, and I am running for a third term on the Richland Electric Cooperative Board of Directors. I have used my farming experience of working with co-ops and serving on several boards to help me be a confident and valued member of the Richland Electric Board. I've taken advantage of an education